kiss the father's feet and take punishment from the father, maybe even a lashing, and then get ready to work for decades. And if he could sustain it for decades and decades and decades, then maybe reconciliation. But reconciliation comes only because of restitution, so said the rabbis. There is no reconciliation without restitution. But if you think there's been shameful behavior now, here is the most shameful behavior yet. Verse 20, a shameful reconciliation. While the young man was still a long way off, still outside the village. Maybe there was a gate, there was a dusty road leading to the village. Maybe there was a gate, maybe there was just sort of a defined place where the first little buildings were. While he's a long way off, his father saw him. Now we're okay up to here, and now the whole thing becomes ridiculous. And felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him. Yoy-vay. Are you kidding me? What a fool this father is. His father's a bigger fool than his son. So much here. Still a long way off. That must have mean the father was looking. I suppose we could assume that this was a regular thing for him to look for that son. Saw him. The father was the seeker. Felt compassion. And those Pharisees are saying, how weak is this man? Can't he ever respond in a righteous, honorable way? And then he did the unthinkable. He ran. Middle Eastern noblemen don't run. It's not just something that you don't do because physically you can't do it. There is an entire body of literature, Jewish literature, written about the fact that you don't run if you're a man. They wore robes down to the ground, and that was so that their legs were not seen. It was a shame to let your legs be seen. That is, of course, the case still for some folks. When you get to a certain age, keep those things covered up is probably a good idea. But the bottom line in that culture was, if you ran, you had to pull it up, and to show your legs was shameful.